Ooh. Welcome back to We're Right with Shan. It is season 7, and y'all see the title because I want to know. When was the last time you enjoyed your shopping experience at a store that was not high-end? Okay, because when you go to high-end stores, they greet you, they're smiling, it's calming, they have drinks, they have snacks, they quietly ask you if you need anything, let them know, they let you browse, you get to go upstairs, everything's clean, it's not chaotic. But when you go into an everyday store, people are not trying to line up for goods anymore. Last minute shoppers will pop in and out of malls, in and out of shopping centers, but you're not going to have that consistent shopper buying anything worth anything anymore. Most stores can't keep up with the brick and mortar rent, so they close down, or you'll see a store swapped out multiple times during a year because they can't keep up with it. It doesn't make any sense. In that location, they're not getting the sales they projected, okay? Having a physical presence is understandable, but is it worth it in 2026? Designer fashion is 2 times the price now, okay? And people don't need more stuff if they are homeless. That's another reason why people are not buying a lot of home shit, is because we're not even home to use it. Most people are at work. Most people are sitting at a desk at home. And most people just don't care enough to buy into that. Online sales have taken over. TikTok shopping has taken over. Klarna has taken over. When you go into stores, they don't even have a good stock option as to, is this size in the back? The main sizes that are most popular today in shoes are between 8 and 11. Most of those sizes are not even in the store, so you might as well go online and order it. So there's lots of reasons why I think retail is dead. Why do you think retail is dead? Welcome to Where Why with Shan. Most stores are trying to shove a credit card down your throat every time you check out. And they want to give a survey at checkout. They want to, and you know when the questions are not genuine. You know when they don't care about your shopping experience. And it's just like, dang, where are the people that actually like this brand that I'm purchasing? Where are the people who actually want me to have a good experience in the store? Most are questioning when they shop, why do I need to buy it? How long would it last? People do not treat each other with respect anymore. You go into stores now, it seems as though the employees are trying to hide from the customers. The employees are trying to not be able to be questioned. They don't let themselves be known in the aisle. They don't let themselves be known on the floor. It's like you have to search for somebody that works there. They have conversations with other employees while they see customers around. When I was working in retail, we were trained, if there's a customer around, make sure you greet them first and then have a conversation. They act like you're bothering them while they're at work. People have no manners. There's no great presentation. The stores look a mess at night. The stores look a mess in the morning. The stores look a mess in midday. You don't see people caring about how their business is perceived anymore. And I just feel like retail is in a bubble because of the prices and the influx of people shopping and not shopping. And it's going to have to pop. It's either the prices are going to have to come down or the pay for people is going to have to come up to kind of balance it out. And I'm wondering which way is it going to lean. Now, what I need retailers to do is read the fucking room. Okay? Read the room. Retailers are not reading the room because people have prioritized different things in their lives now, and shopping just because is not one of them. And it's not at the top of the list if it's on the list, okay? There's 1, the cost of living, rent, and their mortgage. They're going to pay that first. 2 is going to be the utilities that went up 3 times since last year that they need to pay for to make sure they have in that home. 3, priorities, meaning what the kids need, buying food, making sure gas is in the car, making sure they can go to their doctor's appointment, paying these high-ass co-pays. Those are priorities. Those are going to come first before we just shopping just because. 4, maintenance, anything that needs to be maintained in order to keep in their lives.
Ooh, loving the conversation, Shan. Man, I appreciate you for putting this together and always being supportive to everyone's voice. Who am I? Y'all don't know who I am. I'm Drake, B. Drake with Everything Culture, the podcast for all cultures, the podcast with a purpose. And Shan knows that we have been doing this for 7 years now. Pod fam, love to support, love what we're doing. With Everything Culture, we talk about different cultures, backgrounds, traditions, social norms, and we do so by bringing guests on the show to get to know them on a personal level and learn a bit more about their lived, learned, and professional experience. And then we bring them back on the show with other individuals with shared experiences, with different perspectives, and have conversations about certain topics. If you ever want to check us out, holla at us. We're on anywhere you can type in Everything Culture. There's no I, it's an A. Get back to the conversation. We love it. Peace.
It's going to come before having to buy that shoe, having to buy that shirt, having to buy that dress, having to go get their hair done at that salon that's in the mall. We are prioritizing different things. So certain things in malls, certain things in shopping centers, certain things in the Gap, certain things in Banana Republic, certain things in Michael Kors, certain things in Marc Jacobs, certain things in Abercrombie, they're just not going to get purchased. We don't care, okay? And what's so crazy is the people that do care about buying and getting what they want are going to be your teenagers. And these teenagers today, they do not want to work. So most of the time, if they're out there spending and buying, they're spending and buying on their parents' credit cards or with the money they were given. And so if their parents don't have money, they're really not spending it. And I think a lot of stores are feeling that. People are starting to ask themselves the questions that needed to be asked in the first place, such as, do we need to go to the coffee shop or can we make coffee at home? Can I make breakfast at home? Is it just for the aesthetic why we want to go to the coffee shop just to hold the cup and say we got the cup? Or is it because we actually like the experience we get at the coffee shop? We actually like the fact that these people remember us and greet us and treat us with respect and they remember what we like, right? Are we creating relationships with the people we're spending our money with? And I don't think that's happening, which is making it easy for people to not care about going to your store, not care about shopping directly here at this location with you, because it's not a good experience for them anyway. You mess up their order anyway. You never have what they want in stock anyway, right? And I just feel like if stores are trying to double dip by providing you with the location, providing you with the different drinks in the location, and then you turn around and you go grocery shopping and I can buy the coffee flavor that I like in here that I always get at a location, you're going to be the reason why people don't feel like they don't have to go to the location. You know what I'm saying? Like, your greed and wanting to be in all of the spaces is taken away from people actually wanting to go to your location. And I understand that companies want to appease to all types of customers, but sometimes wanting to appease to all type of customers and all type of shoppers is going to lessen the amount of people that come to your establishment, right? So you have to really step back and say, what is the goal? Okay. We can buy Starbucks for the house, we don't have to go to Starbucks physically. And we don't need to buy food in restaurants if the food in restaurants will only last us tonight. And I can buy the ingredients and make this at home for half the cost of buying food just for tonight. And I can have that food for probably 2 to 3 days. People are really thinking through how they're spending their money. People are really thinking through, is the experience that I'm going to pay for worth me paying for it now and not being able to have it tomorrow? And a lot of companies, they're just not, it's just not clicking for them. They think people want the experience more than the quality thing. And I think we are at a time where people don't give a fuck about the experience because the experience hasn't been there for years. Okay, we don't need to buy the food if we can make it ourselves for half the cost. Bring your own lunch. You don't have to go out to these restaurants and these cafes for the lunch. Okay, the mall is no longer exciting or entertaining. There is nothing fun to do there but spend money. There is no experience to be had. So a lot of people would rather go online than try to search for parking. Most malls are trying to charge you for being able to park there, which is ridiculous because why didn't y'all buy the parking lot? You know what I'm saying? It's just instantly you step outside, you think you want to go somewhere, $50. Instantly you step outside, you think you want to go somewhere, you have to pay for parking, $25. You have to rush through your experience because you need to get back here before the parking ends. You're going into a store, there's a long line. Sometimes there's self-checkout. So there's not even a person at the register at the end of your experience to ask you about your experience. They want you to check your own self out. They just drop off the product in the store. Insane. Okay? Insane. There is nothing fun to do but spend money in malls. And a lot of people are not in there because there is no experience. You either have the money to buy the stuff in the mall or sit and envy and watch people who do have the money to buy the stuff in the mall while you just went to the mall to look. The mall has not been that fun just to go to the mall to look. Okay, Annie's Pretzels hasn't been hitting for a long time, and the cost is up, but the quality isn't, right? Zara closed so many stores because the amount of stores that they had to send product to wasn't making sense for the people who are buying from them in the sales that they were getting. That store is always a mess. Okay, that store is always a mess, and now they have self-checkout. If I wanted to self-checkout by myself, I would have just got up, rolled over, went to Zara.com, found something I wanted to order, and ship it to my house. Okay, I would rather take off work on a Monday and shop quietly and in peace with people who just came to work and actually want to be there. Because midday people attitude in a retail store is not very nice and kind. End of day people in a retail store, when they want to close and fix the store and shut it down, and you come in there to pick up some shoes because you need it for tomorrow, you don't have any other time in your day, they're rude. They don't want to be there. How they're handling you tells you that they don't want to be there. Their tone tells you that they don't want to be there. And we don't want to deal with them. So most of the time, I am an online shopper where I'll shop online, in peace, in my home, or at my desk, ship something to come to my house if it's free shipping, or ship something to go to the store, make a time on a Saturday morning, drive there, pick it up, and not have an interaction with one of your employees. The fact that these companies thought middle class and poor people would continue to kill themselves to buy it, to go experience it, to go into your store, is audacity. So what's next? What's next is, if you want people to keep coming into your store and your brick and mortar and spend their money and have that experience, hire people who love their job and respect the people who shop there. Second thing you need to do is hire people who know what they are selling and how to sell it. Number three, did you give them an unforgettable experience, or did you give them an experience where they'll write a bad review about this company and location? Number four, more client base and appointment service shopping is going to be happening because companies don't want to have to pay employees to stand around and not do anything in a store. Companies do not want to send product to a store when that product is not moving, because then you're going to have to turn around and pay to have that product sent somewhere where it will move, which will just be more money that the company has to dish out for shipping. Number five, we overconsume, so the access to what we consume has to lessen in order for us to get back in those stores. And unfortunately, people are going to be irritated by that, but that's what needs to happen. We have so many ways of being able to access the product without going to where the product actually is. Okay? Accessibility is not always the best when you're providing a different type of service. And number six, $5 trillion in retail sales versus a high percentage of returns has a lot of stores charging people for returning things. Or if you return it, you get less of your money back, because companies are losing money when people purchase and just return. This whole idea of purchasing something, tucking the tag in and wearing it gently and then turning around and returning it is going to be over with, because you're going to lose money because these stores are losing money. And that's just where we're at. And that's why I think retail is dead. And if we're going to revive it, you got to do those six things. You got to pay attention to what people are buying, what people are keeping. You got to pay attention to who you're hiring and what their integrity is. And do they know this brand? Are they going to sell this brand? Are they going to have a great attitude while they sell it? And are they willing to give the customers that come through here an experience? And if you're not trying to give that quality, please shut your door, because you won't be missed. Stop giving trash service and expecting tip. Stop giving trash experiences and expecting a good review, because you're not going to get it. And I am in my age of having the time to give a review on the brand, having the time to give a review on that restaurant, having time to give a review of your cashier, having time to give a review of your receptionist that you hired. And I will do so. Okay? Thank you for checking out She Gets It Wrong. Thank you for checking out We're Right with Shan. I appreciate you, and I will be back in 2 weeks with another one. Peace.